Our learning tonight is sponsored by Benjamin Bashist in memory of his mother, Zlata Bas Mordechai, Zichrona Levracha, and by Harry Landrer in memory of his father, Dov Ben Yisrael Aaron Halevi, Zichrona Levracha. We've been studying Perek He of the Mesilas Yesharim. We began last week, and we noted that Perek He is Beveir Mafsideh HaZehiras V'Ha'Harchaka Mehem, factors that undermine vigilance and how to avoid them. The first that we saw was Hatipo V'Hatirdo Ha'olamis, the investment and involvement in worldly affairs that can sometimes just be so overwhelming that it removes our focus from our broader goals in life and our spiritual aspirations and the like. And we noted that that heavily overlaps with much of what he was saying earlier in the Sefer, and we kind of discussed it within the framework of specifically the challenges for all of us who need to make a parnaso, who need to make a living, and balancing that with spiritual aspirations, making sure that our material pursuits don't quash our spiritual aspirations. The second, he says, however, is something that's, I think, quite noteworthy. The second pitfall that he suggests we avoid in pursuit of zehirus and in pursuit of spiritual growth more broadly is hasachok v'halatzon, which is frivolity. And lutzon is, it's tough to translate the word lutzon. Yeah, leitz is a word that we use all the time, right? A leitzon is a clown, so you think it might just be laughing, but it's really a kind of scornful laughing in particular. And he goes on page Lamed Gimel, he says, he notes after a full discussion of the first pitfall, that again we discussed last time, the danger of getting too caught up in material pursuits that you lose sight of spiritual goals and aspirations. He says, even though that's quite pervasive, he says that's actually quite easy to escape. Achasheni, this is the middle paragraph on page Lamed Gimel, but the second pitfall that I just warned you about, namely the pitfall of scornful laughter, hinehu kasha me'od, is very difficult to extricate yourself from. Hu hashok v'halatzon ki misha toveya bam. If you're sinking within it, it's like drowning in a wide and vast sea, and it's very difficult to escape. Very strong language here, because this kind of humor can really destroy a person's heart. You'll no longer have any kind of reason guiding you. It's like you're totally drunk, or it's like you're totally mentally incapacitated. You're no longer able to accept proper guidance and conduct yourself properly. He quotes a pasuk from Koheles to emphasize the point. Now, what's interesting is that we do indeed find this notion of latzon being really described in much of our traditional Jewish sources as something extraordinarily spiritually dangerous. Let me just give you a couple of examples. Take the very beginning of Sefer Tehillim. Mizmor Aleph, the very opening passages of Sefer Tehillim, right? Asher ish asher, praiseworthy is he, asher lo alach ba'atzas resha'im, uvederech hata'im lo amad, uvmoshav leitzim lo yashav. So at the very beginning of Sefer Tehillim, it's right off the bat, David HaMelech describes three groups that should be avoided, right? The first is chataim, ashrei ish asher lo alach batzas rishaim. I'm sorry, the first is rishaim, wicked people. Okay, that's to be expected, right? Wicked is often the antithesis of tzadikim. Uvderech chataim lo alach, right? Sinners, okay? That goes hand in hand with rishaim. And the third is moshav leitzim. The third in that triad, together with rishaim and chataim, is leitzim, are people who crack jokes. Again, it doesn't seem like something that's so awful or so terrible. Indeed, the term moshav leitzim, a moshav leitzim, is one that has kind of taken on this larger connotation in Jewish learning and Jewish consciousness beyond just that particular Mizmor Tehillim that's used to describe people who are, in essence, lack substance, people who waste their time, who aren't engaged in productive activities. Moshav Leitzim has become a kind of catch-all term for people who are, in essence, wasting their lives, that aren't engaged in any kind of productive growth. The Gra, in his commentary on Sefer Mishlei, this is Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Beis, says that the antithesis of Torah learning, which is the greatest, of course, spiritual exercise that we have in terms of growth and pursuing Hashem, is leitzanos. He says, "V'yaduah mitzvah gedolah mikol mitzvos hilimud haTorah." The greatest mitzvah is learning Torah. We recite that every morning. V'talmud Torah keneged kulam. It's tantamount to all the other mitzvos. U'lehepach dvarim batelim v'leit sonos shazehu hepach haTorah. He says that the polar opposite of that he describes as leitzanos, as this kind of scorn. And the Ramchal as well is describing leitzanos as the second thing that removes you from zehiros. And he says this is more dangerous than getting primarily, than the pitfall of becoming too primarily caught up in worldly affairs. And again, just contextualize that for a moment. Remember, the whole beginning of the Mesilas Yesharim, the Hakdama, the first few prakim, was hammering home over and over again how important it is to focus on spiritual pursuits, to not lose sight of those spiritual aspirations, to not get caught up in your worldly affairs. And then all of a sudden, Parakeh, he comes along and tells us, you know what, that's bad, but I have something that's even worse, right? After hammering home over and over and over again, how important it is to focus on spiritual pursuits. He now drops this seemingly innocuous component of life, leitzanut, right? Again, you just think of the word in its contemporary Hebrew context. A leitzan is a clown. Now, some of us, like myself, might find clowns really creepy. That's true. But again, they're not like spiritually menacing. You wouldn't think. And yet the Ramchal identifies it as such. Quite consistent. And again, that's not just the Ramchal's chiddush, if you will. It's something that's quite consistent with what we find in previous Jewish sources. So what exactly is the danger? So I think the danger to a large degree goes back to the very difficulty in translating the word latzon. It doesn't translate as just laughter. I don't think we would say that laughter is intrinsically a bad thing. There were people who believed that. You have to be serious. And life is serious, and it's not a time for joking. We're here on this earth, and we have a purpose, and we shouldn't be smiling or laughing. But I don't think that's a central Jewish view at all. I mean, I think when channeled properly, laughter could be something that is very powerful force for good. It could be something that motivates us to come together. It could bring people together. There's the old expression, "Laughter is the greatest medicine," right? It is. It could be a really powerful and potent force for good. What Latzon refers to is a kind of, I would say, cynical humor. And the dangers of that, it is really hard to overstate. The dangers of a kind of cynical, negative, biting, really destructive kind of humor, it really can be quite withering. And that manifests in a number of ways. Number one, in an interpersonal context. Chazal famously tell us, "Hamal ben pnei chaveru berabim malal avakasav ki'ilu harga, ki'ilu mischai benafsho." That if you embarrass somebody publicly, it's as if you killed them. The destructive force of public laughter at someone's expense is again, it's haunting. How destructive it can be. I can't tell you how many stories I've had just recently, in the last couple of weeks, as I've been meeting members of B'nai Shurin. Oh, so-and-so in my family was embarrassed at event X or Y, and therefore left Torah Judaism permanently, left Yiddishkeit, because they were embarrassed or they were laughed at in context X or Y. In an interpersonal context, it could destroy a person's self-esteem. It could really be a very potent destructive force. Number two, there are components of life that are to be taken seriously. And if you're just focused on the frivolities all the time, then sometimes that could really distract you from the important things that we have to do. Life is, again, laughter could be a very powerful force for good in life, but it becomes the sole end unto itself, and you lose sight of more serious things, then sometimes life itself becomes one large joke, and you're unable to focus on the things that are most important. But I'd say perhaps the most dangerous factor of it is its capability to really destroy meaning and really quite quickly destroy progress and growth in general, and to make light of serious things. And I think that's what the Ramchal most seriously focuses on. I can tell you that in an educational context, when I was teaching, and I will point out this is not just true of adolescent education, like high school education, but that will be the example that I start with. I very rarely, extraordinarily rarely, threw kids out of the room or told kids that they couldn't be in my class at particular times. Like, I really connected with the stronger kids, the weaker kids. I mean, I really had very strong and valuable connections with a wide array of students. And it wasn't just the kids who were intellectually capable or motivated. Again, I had the jokers, too, in the strict sense of the word, who I was very tight with as well. But there was one instance in which there was one student in particular who I who I really, I kept him in my class, but I almost permanently removed him from my class, and I would frequently remove him from serious conversations, because we would be having a serious conversation about something meaningful and important in life, and sometimes, and everybody would be thinking about the issue, and invested in it, and developing it, and discussing it among themselves, and sometimes just one single joke that makes light of a serious topic destroys it all, destroys it all. You have people that are really focused on an important question in life that are thinking about it, and you have one comment that's not within the spirit of the conversation. That would be perfectly fine, but makes light of a serious topic. It really can have a potent destructive force in terms of taking something that people are really thinking about and taking seriously, and all of a sudden making it something that you could joke about. It's true in a broader society as well. I've seen it within an adult context as well. Let me give a broad societal example. And there's a certain irony here, because in certain ways, this, I think, represents a point of divergence between Western society and Jewish values. Take many of the comedians that were kind of breaking barriers in the 1950s and 1960s. Many of them, if not most of them, were Jewish comedians. Take a figure like Lenny Bruce, who in the 1950s and 1960s was breaking all sorts of social taboos through his comedy and through his humor. He lost a case for obscenity, I think it was in the early 60s. He was posthumously pardoned by Governor Pataki in the state of New York. And he was celebrated as somebody who expanded the boundaries of freedom of speech by kind of making light of very, very serious topics in his humor. Now, in American society, he's lionized for expanding the boundaries of freedom of speech. And frankly, there is value to that. You know, we believe in freedom of speech, or at least ostensibly we believe in freedom of speech. And there's some value in being able to express things freely without being policed and things like that. But flip the framework from a legal context to a moral context. It started making light of, like, very serious things. Think about the kind of dark humor that exists about really serious and grave topics that all of a sudden make light of them and where that often leads. Again, I hardly need to elaborate on examples, you know, jokes about the most serious topics, about human history, about Jewish history, about different... It's really a very potent force that could take things that people would never dare to say and all of a sudden not just make it normal, but make it admirable also, to make light of part some of life's most serious and grave components. And to just turn them into a joke. In an adult context as well, and this kind of like will foreshadow some of what we're going to talk about next time, but I've seen so many instances in which people genuinely pursue spiritual growth, which as an adult is not so easy. When you're a kid, or when you're in high school, flipping out or whatever, just kind of changing yourself and changing your identity in any direction is something that's pretty easy to do. You're not so well-defined, and the world is your oyster, and you're seeking that self-identity. It's easy to grow and to change. As an adult, growth is really hard. And I could tell you instances where people would pursue steps towards growth. It could be something as simple as coming to Minyan every day. And then just a joke from a friend at their expense. Oh, you're Hasidish now, or you're X or Y or Z now. It destroys people. It destroys growth, and again, it makes light of things that are serious. So to me, when the Ramchal warns about the dangers of Latzon, I think it's very important to contextualize what exactly he's referring to. I don't think he's referring to laughter in general. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's not what the Ramchal was referring to. Again, laughter in general could be a very, very powerful force for good, and there are Ma'amar Chazal that reflect that, famous Ma'amar Chazal, that reflect that bringing people joy and laughter and joy in life could be extraordinarily valuable. We believe that happiness and joy in Avodas Hashem is a critical component of it. We're supposed to serve Hashem b'simcha uvetuv lev. There's supposed to be a natural joy and lightheartedness. Not lightheartedness, again, in terms of not taking things seriously, but a lightheartedness in terms of a joy of life, a simchas achayim, that we are supposed to embrace in pursuit of Hashem and pursuit of His Torah. But when that becomes perverted and it becomes a cynical, negative sense of humor that's designed towards tearing down others and making light of things that are most serious in our lives, it can indeed be a potent force. And it's something for us to bear in mind, to avoid absorbing that kind of humor that can make light of things that are very serious, to certainly avoid being the providers of that, avoid tearing others down through that kind of humor that can really destroy people and their self-esteem and lives. And through avoiding it, again, on the flip side, embrace the kind of positivity, the positive joy of life and laughing that can be a facilitator of spiritual growth and is certainly a component of our Avodas Hashem.